glory. Glory, 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 glory. Truly, we thank God. Yeah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Let your spirit rise up, O God. Your power, O God. Your anointing, O God. Fall on us, O God. As we've meditated, O God, on your word day and night, now use us to thy glory, O God. You get all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Truly, we give honor to our pastor, first lady, to all the elders, ministers, evangelists, and all the saints. Praise God. Let this song soak in your spirit. Come on, you can stand up if you want to. No longer. Come on, saints. Sing it, sing it, sing it. I am a child. That, isn't that good? I'm a longer a slave to sin. I am a child. I love it. I love it. Chosen us.
Has called my name.
Oh, bless God.
I've been born again.
That's it. That's it. Free.
Your family.
My God, my God.
Blood flows through
your veins. I'm no longer a slave to sin. God,
I'm no longer slave to fear.
Oh, bless God, bless God. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God.
I'm no longer slave to fear.
I am a child of God. God,
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
I am a child of God. Glory. Amen. How many feel good about that? We are no longer a slave to sin. Because we are a child of God. My God. That's what I love about God. Because the word say he that the Son has set free. I'm no longer a slave to sin.
Amen.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Right.
Because I am a child of the King.
Hallelujah. What a blessing.
God has a standard. He saved us and he gave us, and we have a standard. God is our standard. Coming out of 1 Peter, and our main verses is verse 15 and 16. And that's his standard. That's his standard. But as he who calls you is holy. But he that has done what? Called you is holy. You also be holy in all conduct. In all conduct. How I treat you. Those on Zoom, how I treat you. Those, my family, how I treat them. Because God is our standard. How I love my neighbor. How I treat my sister, my brother. How I handle myself at work, Because God has a standard. And he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God has a standard. And I love that. Because when I wake up in the morning, I know what I'm confronted with. A certain standard. And I'm governed by God. I'm chosen by God. Holy, set apart. Man, I'm living a life that has set me free. That I don't have to answer to nobody but the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. That's a beautiful thing. When I walk down the street, I don't have to worry about somebody speaking. But God said to show yourself kind. Show yourself loving. Greet that brother or that sister and say, good morning. Because God's standard compels me to be obedient. The scripture says, obedient is better than sacrifice. God has a standard, and I love it. So I dig in the word. I get in there. I dig and dig so I can live holy, so I can honor him with this temple, with this vessel. God is a good God. God is merciful. God is a God of second, third, fourth chances. How longer? How much longer will I have to tarry with you? How much longer will you reject me? Sin is a repulsion in a nation. Sin destroys. Sin kills. Sin makes you feel bad because you're not living according to God's standard. When you're living according to God's standard, you walk in victory. You walk in peace. You walk in kindness. You walk in faith. You walk in joy. You walk in self-control. We ain't under the law for eye and eye, eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. Grace has come in. And it stood on that cross. And he said, paid in full. Paid in full. He did the work that we can be restored back in fellowship with him. What are we waiting for? To repent and give our lives to God rather than see this world crumbling down. It's falling apart. God has a standard. Praise God. I'm okay. Be you holy, for I am holy. You might have to. All right, 16. Glory. Hallelujah. Verse 16. Because it is written. And God say, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God has a standard. The Old Testament, it was good, and it haven't changed. The same thing that condemned the children of Israel. The same thing that condemned those that was there when Noah built that ark. And they were knocking to get in, but it was too late. God has a standard. He give us an opportunity to come in. He's standing at the door knocking at our heart, but he's not going to open it. You got to open the door and let him in. Then it's real because you have surrendered. You have humbled yourself down. God has a standard. Praise God. Praise God. Let's look at a few verses and we're going to get into what Peter was trying to say to his people. Let's look at Leviticus 19, and I'm just going to go off of there, off the board. Leviticus 19 and 2, and that's New King James Version. We talking about the holiness of God, and we as God's people, we have to come up to God's standard. He ain't coming down to ours. He already came down and made the way. Now we can reach him. Because he did the work. He paid the price.
Yes.
Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel. God's still crying out to his children. And say to them, you shall be holy. Why? Because what?
Your God.
Because God has a standard. Shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Isn't that clear? Isn't anything difficult about understanding that?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. They got right there and missed it. God has a standard. Look at Lot and his wife. God told him to leave that city. God, while Sodom and Gomorrah. And God said, don't look back. And we looking back. We want God, but we looking back. I'm going to miss out on the parties. I'm going to miss out on going to the beach. I'm going to miss out wanting to have a new car. But God says it's all vanity. Ecclesiastes says it's all vanity. And vexation of the spirit. When we get all these things, we got to be looking out of our window to see somebody breaking in. We get in the parking lot, we got to go way in the back because we're afraid somebody to open their door and put a ding in our car. But God has a standard. And that's the beautiful thing, as brother was teaching on this morning. Praise God. Fruit. My God. 11:44 and 45. Man, I love God. I love God, saints. I have made up my mind and my heart is fixed to run all the way. Because God says you're going to reap what you sow. And I don't want to reap well done. That good and faithful. Boy, I love when God talks to you. When you open the book, because it is written. He said, men shall not live by bread alone. God said that. But by every word
yes, right.
that proceed out the mouth of God. God has a standard.
Yes, he does.
He said, look up and live for your redemption growing nigh. Boy, I love that. I'm not looking to here, looking at, you know, the east or the west or north or south, but I'm looking to the Savior.
Amen.
God has a standard. Looking under Jesus, who is what?
The
author and the finish of our faith. Man, isn't that good news? That's all we got to do is study. Scripture says, study to show thyself approved. And when he come back, it won't be too late. Because you ain't got his spirit in you. You won't be caught up in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. He said, be ye ready now. He said, Amos 4:12 said, prepare to meet thy God. God has a stand. Boy, I love God. I love it. It ain't a strand for me to walk upright and smile and say the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because he got my back. Because he read it. He wrote it. And if he said it, that settles it. I don't have to believe it. But he that settles it. He said, look over his word. Praise God to honor it. God has a standard. For I am the Lord, your God, my God, their God, everybody. Everybody going to have. He said, every knee shall bow. And every mean everybody. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. My God, I love it. Humble me now, Lord. Don't let me wait, Lord. And then when you come back, you say they'll be weeping and gnashing up teeth. It's going to be hot. Firemen and nobody else can help you. You'll be like, Father Abraham, go down there and warn my brothers. No, it's too late. Too late. They got people that witness it to them now. We warning them of their transgressions. Man, I love God. I love the Spirit of God. That rings in my soul. Man, I love it. The joy of the Lord God just pumps me. I get up. I'm retired now. And I get up early in the morning, seek his face while he can be found. All them great prophets and everybody, they went out early to hear from God. So we should take heed. That's why I'm free.
All right.
Chuck in. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate. God has a standard. Consecrate means set yourself aside. Get holy. Get free. You know, prepare each day. Consecrate yourself so you can, your prayers won't be hindered. Clean life. Consecrate. Get alone and talk to your daddy. Big Daddy Jesus. Man, I love this. See, that's what God is. God give us pleasure. He want us to enjoy everything. But he said, I'll have no other gods before me. I am God, and beside me there's none other. Man, I love this life. Well, man, I got 20 minutes. Praise God. I better kick it in another gear. I'll be like Chucky. Consecrate yourself, and ye shall be holy. That's all. He's telling us how to do it. God has a standard. In our house, there's a standard. On the job, there's a standard. On a football field, there's a standard. On a basketball field, there's a standard. Brother got to acting up, and they give him 8 days. He worked with Golden State. I don't think, what is his name?
Draymond
Green. He acted up. Making millions of dollars, and he acting up. See what money will do for you?
Don't see
the standard. Boy, isn't that beautiful how God settles us down? God wants us to rest in him. Man, I love resting. I love just driving and I say, my God, you're so good. Man, you keep me moving. You told me to watch as well as pray. I check my mirrors out because I don't know what's coming. But God said, beware. You know, beware. There's danger. But anyway, let's keep moving. I'm stirred up. Ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourself with any creeping thing. Neither shall defile yourself with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. We don't intermingle with nothing that is not holy. You know, we intermingle, but God has a standard. We don't go over the line. Scripture saying, Timothy, jesting and joking only leads to more ungodliness. God has a standard. Boy, I love the way the word works. It's like a puzzle. And you keep putting the pieces in there. And the Spirit keeps saying, go ahead, keep going, keep going. Giving me the glory. Giving me the honor. Recognizing who it is. Praise God. Come on, one more. Let's see where we at. 20 and 26. And ye shall be holy. Here it is again. To me, to God. For I, the Lord, am holy. God has a standard. Holiness. Without no man shall see God. God has a standard. And have separated you from the people that you should be mine. That should be mine. This is the assembly of God. He say, forsake not to assemble yourself. Because we all have the like mind. We want to serve God. You know, we all come here to lift him up. Praise God. You wasn't ready. Sorry, that's a commercial there.
I'll back him up.
All right. Because I move. Anything my way got to move. If it ain't nailed down, praise God. No, please. Anyway, praise God. Let's look at a little bit of the First Peter. First Peter 1, the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect. God has, he's talking to his people. elect, that means you're chosen. You're special. Everybody don't are not ambassadors for God, but they can if they come to God's standard. First, get their life in order. Repent and accept him as Lord and Savior. Praise God. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit. Get it right. Sanctify and sanctification of the Spirit. There's a life. There's a life to be done. There's a life to live. For obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. For obedience. See, that's all it takes. I quoted the scripture earlier. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. God give you the whole work. He give you everything you need. Everything you need. Praise God. Grace to you and peace. Be multiplied. Look at that. God's favor. Grace. Man, I love it. I wasn't as studious as now. But no, I know what multiplied now means. I want more Jesus. More of sweet Jesus. Multiply, oh God. Man, I love that. That's why I seek him. I meditate on him day and night so I don't sin against him. God has a standard. Oh, bless his name. Bless, and that is right there, heavenly inheritance. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy, God don't give up on us. We back up. He shows us nothing but mercy. Abundant mercy. That's a whole lot. Man, I love that. Isn't that beautiful? We can stumble. And God says, shake it off. He told Paul to shake that serpent off. Shake it off. Don't wallow in with your mistakes. He said he'll cast it in the sea. Never to remember anymore. Look at God's mercy, saints. Who wouldn't want to honor a God, serve a God like this? All he's saying is to be holy, for I am holy. That's the only standard. But our sin draws us because we feel like this is too tight. Man, when you get tight with God, you feel good in your body. Your mind is liberated. Your heart, I tell them all in my heart, I relax, I rest in God, my heart just right on tune. I say, I'm going to give my heart a break today. I ain't going to be concerned about nothing. And I don't, because I'm living. I got liberty. I got freedom in Jesus. I can smile. And it's not a phony imitation. It's real, because I got the real one living in me. Praise God. All right, let's go to a few examples. And if we have time, we'll come back to that to finish this up. But the thing is, let's look at God has assigned a standard. And Nahum 1 and 2. Nahum 1 and 2 say, therefore, we are told the Lord will take vengeance. The Lord will do what? Take vengeance. Your arms are too short to box with God. I remember that movie. He had a big old cigar in his mouth, too. Praise God. Amen. Vengeance on his adversaries. And he reserved wrath for his enemies. He reserved what? Wrath for his enemies. Let's look at a few examples here. For one sin, just one sin, God banished our first parents from Eden. Genesis 3, 20, 23 and 24. God banished him. He got to go because he had a standard. You broke the standard. You can cast it on Eve or you, but he give it to you, Adam. God has a standard. For one sin, all of posterity of Cana a son of Ham, fell under the curse. Wow, they still living it too. And which remains over them to this day. Genesis 9, 21 through 25. God has a standard. Look, just listen to what's happening here. And these are good people, so to speak. But if you mess up, you're going to have to pay. It ain't going to keep you from going in, but it delays. And then you got to stay down here struggling and fighting with this mess. God giving us a chance to get caught up in the first resurrection, because there's no power in the second. You know, boy, this is good. I love God. I love God. I love God. I love God. I love God because he ain't trying to deceive me or throw me a curveball. He's laying it out right there, just like you put food on the table. Now, you can eat if you don't like it. Well, you starve tomorrow morning. You get up early and you go looking for it. Simple as that. Well, I tell you, I learned a lesson. For one sin, again, Moses was excluded from Canaan. Numbers 20 and 12. Moses was excluded. Here is a man that went up in the mountains, up there where the bush was burning and wasn't consumed. But God told him, take off your shoes. God has a standard because this is holy ground. You don't mess with God. He went to Egypt. Pharaoh got a big head. God said, he ain't gonna relent. He gonna still think he can buck against you. But it got down to the nitty gritty when it got to his child. he let him go then. Because when the death angel came, you can do all you want. It's over, buddy. You had your opportunity. God has a standard. Then he's going to go back there trying to, why we let them go and now we, no. You better let well enough do. But no, God has a standard. God showed Moses how to use that, what he had in his hand, that rod. And it opened, look at the Red Sea right there. They opened it up and the children went over on dry land. God is a good God. And there you go. Yes, he is. God has a standard. God has a standard. And it covered them up. We don't want to wait to drown like Moses, like Noah's experience. 8 souls. See how God has a standard. He don't play. You have your opportunity. You're going to sit there and laugh at him, make fun of him. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, he shall reap. Boy, I love God. I love God. Chastise me now, Lord. Get it right. I want to get right now. I don't want to wait because tomorrow is what? Not promised. Oh, bless God, bless God, bless God. What a wonderful say. For one sin, Elijah's servant, smitten with leprosy. That's Gehazi. Gehazi, 2 Kings 5 and 27. You can read it. The book gonna set you free. And one more. For one sin. Look at this one here. They think they can cover up. You gonna hold back. Ananias and Sapphira. Cut off out of the land of the living. Acts 5. Why? Because he held back some of his money or whatever. He held it back. And he's going to lie to the Holy Ghost. And he whoop, dropped down dead. Like ice. It was cold. Sorry. Praise God. So now Sapphira, she comes in 15 minutes later. And she don't know what's going on, but the truth will find you. And she come in and gonna go in cahoots with her husband, but she don't know her husband going on. She gets there and do the same thing. Whoop, whoop. carry you out to him. I want to walk out with my hands saying, thank you, Jesus. That's why I rejoice, because the more joy I have, the stronger I get. Because it says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't sit down on God. God give you an opportunity. You come in, enjoy yourself. You ain't in the street partying. This is a holy dance up in here. This is a holy sanctified church. One that has been set apart. That's what holiness is, set apart. God has a standard. Praise God. Amen. Let's read this and we're going to get out the way. Praise God. And you all just read 1 Peter, the rest of it, and you'll see how he was warning them, because when suffering comes, don't faint. When you have things going on, don't faint. Trust God. Trust God to the end. Jesus went all the way. He didn't give up on us. Now they got people out there dying. Are we going to back up and give up on them just because somebody talked about us? Just because somebody spit on them, they did it to Jesus? Just because they may hit us? So what? Now this, it's the Old Testament, turn the other cheek. Jesus kept on going. He fell down, but help was on the way. Boy, I love God. I love God. Jeremiah said, just like fire. Fire set up in my bone. I can't hold my peace. Man, I love this. I love this. I love it. 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 And I'm not ashamed. He said, if I be ashamed of him, he'd be ashamed of me before my Father in heaven. So who are you going to believe? Who are you going to trust? Who are you going to put your confidence in? Who are you going to believe? Isaiah. But somebody said in Joshua, say, boy, it's me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Well, I love it. I love it. Now, I'm going to go there. Praise God. Amen. Herein we find proof. Uh-oh. Okay, that's all I need. Herein we find proof of the divine inspiration of the scripture. The ungenerated. The ungenerated do not really believe. We can look around it. We can see what they're trusting in. We can see where their mind's at. They'd rather go to the gym and think this is going to carry them. But that's going to drop too eventually. You can straighten your face up, but it's going to whoop. It's going to drop. Just keeping it real, right, Chuck? So this is life. But dude, I do it. I go to the gym. I get in the morning and walk my dog, and it makes me feel good. I have quiet time with God. And then I'm trying to train him a little bit. I can see it's changing. He's like Clark Kent, the mild mannered. What the hell is that, the mild mannered man? I missed that.
The mild mannered reporter.
Yeah. See, but we don't have to be mild mannered. We report the good news. Praise God. I got 2 minutes. Not really believe in the holiness of God. God has a standard. Their conception of his character is altogether one-sided. That's something to think about. They finally hope that his mercy, look, will override everything else. No. You have an opportunity. Thou tested that I was altogether as thyself, Psalms 50 and 21. Altogether like you, but I will rebuke you. So in closing, 1 Peter 15 and 16, we know it. God be you holy, for God is holy. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 is not on there, but now may the God of peace, the God of peace himself, sanctify you completely. And God don't do half things. If you want to be clean, you want to be upright, you want to be sanctified, he'll completely sanctify you. And may your whole spirit, soul, body, and be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord, Jesus Christ. God has a standard. Praise God. We thank God. We thank God for his word this afternoon. We thank God for the opportunity to share the good news. Encourage you. Don't wait till the battle over. You can shout now and say, Lord, help me.
Help me, Lord.
So anyone, hey, praise God, need Jesus, this is the opportunity to surrender, give up, and come to him freely while it's day. It's an opportunity. Those out in TV land, as the prayer of salvation, Romans 10:9-10 says, if you declare with your mouth, that's all.
That's right.
Jesus is Lord. Mm-hmm. And believe in your heart. That's where it starts. That God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. That ain't hard. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. We thank God. We thank God. That's it. That's it. Praise God. Amen. This time, this guy, this time we'll turn it over to the pastor. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. What a message.
Hallelujah.
I heard someone say, keep the standard high. But you know what? I've learned that when you love God, it's not a struggle. You can't keep the standard. You can't keep a standard if you don't, first of all, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, because it becomes then work-oriented. But when you can remember and realize and recognize that it's he who has saved us and not we ourselves, that he has made us, that is his love that drew us out of darkness and brought us into this marvelous light, then it's not a struggle to want to live holy for him. When I get wrong, that I can go to my Father and get it right. Nothing worse than trying to get someone to live saved and they're not. They can't do it. But when we love the Lord, he gives us just what we need in order to glorify him in our body. So we thank the Lord, Brother Tyrone. Amen. I think Everready ought to put you on the commercial. Amen. Next to that little bunny rabbit with the pink drum. And say, these batteries never run out. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for the word, Brother Tyrone. Thank God for what he's done in your life.